With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Boeing workers at three plants in the Midwest where military aircraft and weapons are developed, voting to reject the company's latest contract bid and to continue the strike that started nearly 3 months ago. That walkout by some 3,200 machinists at plants in Illinois and Missouri, much smaller in scale than the walkout last year, with 33,000 Boeing workers who assemble commercial jetliners. Melissa has grown now to a Category 4 hurricane, and forecasters say it's likely to reach Cat 5 status, unleashing torrential rain. Specialist Larry Kelly.
We're forecasting Melissa to maintain major hurricane strength. Currently forecast to become a Category 5 hurricane in about a day, and then be a strong hurricane as it makes landfall in Jamaica.
The Secret Service has seized EBT skimmers in Baltimore, stopping millions in fraud. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett with details.
The U.S. Secret Service, alongside local law enforcement and state agency partners, conducted an electronic benefit transfer fraud and payment card skimming outreach operation in Baltimore and the surrounding areas on October 22nd and 23rd. Personnel visited 493 businesses and removed 22 illegal skimming devices, preventing an estimated potential loss of nearly $22.9 million. More than 3,000 point-of-sale terminals, gas pumps, and ATMs were inspected. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump going to Japan. He'll be meeting with Prime Minister Shinzo Takashi for the first time. She is a protege of the late Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Russia claims to have tested a new nuclear-capable cruise missile, moving closer to deploying it. This is SRN News. Just how influential is religion in America these days?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 68% of Americans think faith is generally losing influence in society versus 31% that say it's gaining influence. The survey also reveals that 59% of respondents think that religion is generally good for the country. 20% feel the opposite. Everybody else isn't sure. The view of faith as a positive thing for society has been increasing gradually since 2019. Michael Harrington reporting.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom blasting China for a rash of detentions. Communist Party rounding up pastors all across that country in recent weeks, along with some of the parishioners as well. Clergymen lead house churches, believers who meet for worship in private homes. Commission says with these arrests, the CCP once again has demonstrated its utter contempt for religious freedom. This is SRN News. As the world watches to see if the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas holds, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, assesses the current situation.
You have Hamas in political and military control over its little enclave. No one's going to invest there. People live in debris. And the area under Israeli control will prosper. There will be investment. And maybe that's the best we can hope for right now. And it's not the worst of possible, all possible outcomes.
Dr. Oren making his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Argentina's president, Javier Milei, has won decisive victories in key districts across his country in midterms. He's clinched a crucial vote of confidence that he says strengthens his ability to carry out his free market experiments. More details at srnnews.com.